Okay, we are back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR right here in Houston and very anxious to visit with our next guest in our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And just to recap for all of you tonight, five of the top eight teams lose in week six as the rankings are turned upside down. And it is time now to welcome into the guest line Husker great Jason Peter, driven by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Jason. It's nice to have you on.
How you doing, E?
I'm doing okay. Better than last Saturday, because when we revisit some of the chaos that transpired and took place, I was at that Fort Worth, the TCU-OU matchup, and it was pretty difficult to watch. I will share with everyone tonight, I mean, TCU, no doubt, they were the better team.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's quite a few people that weren't real sure about what Gary Patterson had down there. We kept hearing that, you know, they're legit and he's kind of got things back on the straight and narrow, especially, you know, defensively. They've obviously had issues, you know, with a few individual players over the past couple of years, important players, but it's no different than any other team. But it seems like Gary Patterson, I mean, Oklahoma was kind of my dark horse. Not that Oklahoma
really?
Was a
okay.
dark horse,
mm-hmm.
but you know, a lot of the attention was Florida State, Alabama, obviously Oregon prior to the loss, and nobody was really talking about OU. So I kind of thought this is the year, maybe Big Game Bob is back and he's going to find himself in that college football playoff.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, Gary Patterson had other plans, but you got to tip your cap to TCU and the job that they did. I think that's a pretty good Oklahoma team they just beat.
Well, Jason, right now it's anybody's guess who's going to be left standing in one of those top four playoff teams. Who is your pick at this point in the season?
For all four? Or
sure.
Just well, I think, you know, you got to like Florida State's chance of getting there. There's going to be an SEC team, at least one, that gets back. Well, I mean, maybe Alabama in terms of a one-loss team. You still have a couple undefeateds. Obviously, the state of Mississippi is real happy right now. You know, that's going to be an interesting game, watching those two go at it. And you never know who can kind of creep back in. But, yeah, I mean, Oregon losing to Arizona, that was a shock. You know, Auburn looks real good. Disappointed, obviously, Sooners. Nebraska did not show well.
Oh.
Not that they were up towards the top, but they certainly
right.
they were ranked high enough that if they took care of business, they'd be in the conversation at the end, and they just did not show up for the first three quarters.
Okay, so Jason, I mean, you're talking about somebody, and you rattle off the traditional powers, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M. I mean, we're seeing what cracks in their foundation. I mean, do you think these are flawed teams that are just living off the reputations from years past?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think kids also just, you know, there's a lot of young kids that are playing nowadays. You know, I mean, these coaches are going out and looking for these impact freshmen. Well, these impact freshmen, they haven't been through, you know, your so-called wars. They haven't been in the four-quarter battles. And, you know, there are also kids that are coming straight out of high school. They've had you know, the articles and the rivals and everybody else that have, you know, written about them as, you know, they're the next Hall of Fame guy to play the position. And you know, I think that when sometimes these teams, these players get down, I think lots of times they don't know how to react to adversity and or to react from being down and having to battle back. And I think that's why sometimes you see some of these powers that go down. Obviously, the bigger the power, the chances are that they have more of those four- and five-star guys that fill their rosters. And sometimes those teams, you know, you just see it. I mean, Michigan State, I talked because I watched that game very closely, the Michigan State-Nebraska. I mean, you saw two different teams, two different mentalities. One, you had Michigan State, that they were like this blue-collar team that was just, I mean, they were going looking for a fight. I mean, they wanted somebody to come and get in their face. And the Nebraska team, it was like, you know, you line them up next to each other, man for man. I put my money on Nebraska. They look better. They got better football players, better athletes. But Michigan State just handed it to them. One
right.
team was looking
mm-hmm.
for the fight. The other one wasn't.
Okay, Jason Peter is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. And what about in the SEC, though, Jason? I mean, you're just referencing, talking about the Big Ten Conference, but Ole Miss and Mississippi State, I mean, what kind of renaissance is taking place there?
I mean, with with Mississippi State, Dak Prescott, I mean, the quarterback.
Okay, yeah.
And you're kind of seeing it. I mean, you know, everything trickles down from the NFL. The NFL has turned into, you know, it's quarterback-driven league. And eventually it trickles down, and you're seeing it, not that it's just become, but it's even more evident now, I think, when you look at some of these teams. I mean, look what Johnny Manziel did with Texas A&M.
Right,
And Texas A&M still successful, but, you know, he kind of jump-starts that whole thing. Is Dak Prescott the next guy who kind of jump-starts a program like that? But, I mean, he looks good. And when you look at a lot of those teams, they all have kind of, you know, this superior player at quarterback position. The only thing that they hope is that Katy Perry doesn't go on ESPN game day and say that she's got a crush on their quarterback, because that's the kiss of death.
Oh, my soul. Okay, that has been Jason Peter, Husker Great, on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. For the latest deals and models, check out stewartcadillac.com. Okay, Jason Peter, I can't wait to listen to your perspective next week. Thank you so much. Enjoy the games and be good.
Thanks for having me.
A very special thank you to all of our guests and lineup. Of course, we were just visiting with Jason Peter in our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Big thank you to Andy Pondillo, our producer at YSR. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF Radio in Norman, Oklahoma. Tom Flores, legendary coach in the NFL. Adam Grossman, and of course, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. A big thank you to Terry Stotts. I'm Elissa Walker Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.